The former U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis has denounced President Donald Trump, accusing him of stoking division and abusing his authority. In rare public comments, Mr. Mattis, who resigned in 2018, said the president had sought to divide the American people and had failed to provide mature leadership. Four white police officers have been charged now in relation to the killing of African-American George Floyd in Minneapolis last week. The officer seen on video with his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck has had his charge upgraded to a second-degree murder. Largely peaceful protests over his death continued last night. Our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan joins us now. Brian, will you bring us up to date on the protests? Were they as widespread as previous nights?
Yes, the protests certainly did take place overnight in cities such as New York, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Minneapolis, and here in Washington, D.C. Now, I was down at the White House protest again yesterday. There was a very, very heavy security presence, and that security perimeter around the White House had been widened even further, meaning the protesters were further back than previous days. But I have to say the atmosphere was calm, it was peaceful, and it seems that in general, overnight, the protests across the U.S. were largely peaceful. Now, thousands of people remained on the streets in many cities in defiance of various curfews, and there have been several arrests in the likes of Los Angeles and New York. Overnight, however, a number of mayors announced that they were ending their curfews over the coming days. Now, last night, as you mentioned there, prosecutors announced further criminal charges following the killing of George Floyd. Derek Chauvin, the Minneapolis police officer who knelt on Mr. Floyd's neck, is now facing second-degree murder, an upgrade from an original charge of third-degree murder. Three other police officers who were fired following the incident were charged with aiding and abetting. So the big question is, will these new charges bring an end to these protests? And I don't necessarily know if that is the case, because remember, yes, George Floyd was the spark of this wave of protest and unrest, but I think it's become a much wider movement, highlighting racial inequality, highlighting division, and highlighting injustice here in the US. In the coming hours later today, Audrey, in Minneapolis, the first in a series of memorial services for George Floyd will be held ahead of his funeral next week.
And certainly increasing criticism of Donald Trump's handling of the situation. Will you talk to us about the significance of his former Defense Secretary James Mattis adding his voice to that criticism?
Yeah, a stinging criticism from James Mattis, who had remained largely quiet since leaving the Trump administration. He was writing The Atlantic magazine, and he accused Donald Trump of trying to divide America and failing to provide mature leadership. He said he was a threat to the Constitution, and he even made comparisons with Nazi Germany, saying U.S. troops were reminded before the Normandy invasion, the Nazi slogan for destroying us was divide and conquer. Now, Donald Trump very much firing back last night on Twitter. He said that Jim Mattis was an overrated general, and that he was glad that he'd asked for his resignation. Now, also weighing in on all of this last night was former US President Barack Obama. He spoke about the current wave of protest in an online town hall event. He thanked protesters. He said he felt very hopeful about their calls for change. He urged demonstrators to follow up their actions now by voting in November's election. And he also said he felt these protests were different to previous movements.
There is something different here. You look at those protests, and that was a far more representative cross-section of America out on the streets, peacefully protesting, and who felt moved to do something because of the injustices that they had seen. That didn't exist back in the 1960s, that kind of broad coalition. The fact that recent surveys have showed that despite some protests having then been marred by the actions of some, a tiny minority that engaged in violence, that despite, you know, as usual, that got a lot of attention, a lot of focus. Despite all that, a majority of Americans still think those protests were justified. That wouldn't have existed 30, 40, 50 years ago. There is a change in mindset that's taking place, a greater recognition that we can do better.
Former President Barack Obama. It's not just former leaders and former defense secretaries who are speaking out about the current unrest, Brian. There's also divisions within President Trump's own administration.
That's right, yeah, because on Monday night, you'll remember that Donald Trump threatened to deploy the US military to restore order. For that to happen, he would have to invoke what's known as the Insurrection Act. But at a press briefing yesterday, President Trump's own defense secretary, Mark Esper, said he did not support that idea of deploying US troops to US cities. He said that's something that should only be done in a matter of last resort in the most urgent and dire of situations. And he said we're not there right now. Mark Esper had decided yesterday to actually send military troops home from Washington, D.C. to their home bases. But that decision was then reversed later on in the day following a meeting in the White House. So there's a real sense here in Washington right now that Mark Esper's job could be on the line. He could be in jeopardy and he's on very shaky ground. The White House press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, was asked about all of this by reporters yesterday. She said, as of now, he remains as the defense secretary. And if that changes, you'll be the first to know. So hardly a ringing endorsement.
Brian, thank you. Brian O'Donovan live from Washington, D.C. Later in the programme, we'll be speaking to the former U.S. ambassador to Ireland, Kevin O'Malley, in discussion with Professor Melanie McAllister. It's nearly 7:20 now.